Hello and welcome to Condensed History Gems and another fast 5 minutes of history. And this week you've got me, Greg, and next week we're going to be quite Christmassy. We'll be putting out a couple of special episodes. You've already had our big special Christmas episode with Joe and Neil that came out on Tuesday. And next week, for the actual Christmas week, we're going to be doing a special. I'll be sending out a little message on Friday week, and Jem will be sending out a special Christmas message on Tuesday in place of our regular programmed, regularly scheduled shows. And then we're back in full force the following week for the new year with our next full-length show. So what am I going to talk about in this one? Because it's kind of Christmas season, it's moving towards the end of the year, but I'll need to have my Christmas Fast Five for next week. And so actually I'm going to talk to you about something a little bit different. As many of you know, if you listened to the Fast Fives a few weeks ago, Jem recently had some major trouble with the History Gems Facebook page. That's all still up in the air. And I've been working on The Last Airship. And it was this week on Monday I was working to get the third episode of that out and working to try and get the Christmas episode of the podcast out for you on Tuesday, the one with Joe, and that was one that was a bit more work because I had extra interviews, and it's always more complicated with the sound when we've interviewed somebody else because we have different sound levels and different ways we have to record it and edit it together. And with two people, it was a lot more work. And here's the thing, it was problems all the way with this particular episode of the web series as well. It was just with the edit, we had all the material in the can, but the edit and the effects and everything else were causing me hassle. And long story short, should have been up on Tuesday. Should have been up on Monday. Actually came up on Tuesday. Those of you keeping track will have noticed that instead of going up Tuesday morning like it always does, the Christmas special went up Tuesday evening. And that's basically because I was working from first thing Monday morning to try and sort out and fix the episode of The Airship, and every time it rendered and worked, something else was going wrong with it. And basically I worked solidly through the night on it and into Tuesday, and I went well over that whole time with no sleep or anything else. And here's the thing, I've done a lot of nights without sleep for work reasons, and because I've got to get stuff done, I've got to get next project done, because there's money involved, there's a contract involved, there's a job involved where if I don't finish that job, I don't get paid. Well, here's the thing. With The Last Airship, people did put money in, people crowdfunded it, and so it's important to me, I get it on time. But if it's a day late, if it's 2 days late, if it's 3 days late, let's be honest, it's not the end of the world. Same thing with the podcast with Jem. Supposing that one Tuesday episode went up on a Wednesday or a Thursday, or 1 week we didn't manage to do it. But that's kind of not the point. The point is we do this for the joy of it. We do it for the love of it. Neither me nor Jem makes any money out of these. And so we commit to it. We try and get it done right. And I try and make sure that episode is up on a Tuesday. And I got to say a big thank you to Jem as well, who's been very lenient with me over the time I've been working on The Last Airship. He's given me gentle nudges to remind me that actually I've got to get the podcast edited as well as working on The Airship, which has been just consuming all my brain. But there was a point in that darkest moment, and this is why I brought in Jem's Facebook page earlier in the episode. There was a point in my darkest moment, about 3 or 4 in the morning, when I hadn't slept, and we watched through one of the versions, and I thought, this is it, I've got it, I've rendered it, I can upload it now, I can go to sleep, that's the episode done. And there were still more problems, and I didn't know at that point in time, I still had about 12 hours ahead of me working on the edit of that episode. And at that moment in time, I thought, is it worth it? All this stuff I do for essentially no money, is it worth it? Is it worth putting out the web series? Is it worth me doing the podcast with Jem? And in that darkest moment, I sat there and I thought to myself, should I be putting this time and effort that I'm putting into something that I'm not getting paid for? Should there be something else I'm doing with that time? And the next day, I'll be honest with you, Finished, got it out on Wednesday. I sat down and I started work and I started making notes for series two of the airship and another new series that I'm going to be starting working on. And I started making notes on how we're going to crowdfund that, how the script's going to work, how it's all going to work, how we're going to film the whole thing. And I was back. But in that moment, I just thought to myself, well, why do we do this? And the reason actually for the airship is because I enjoy it. It's great fun. Yes, there's those last minute stresses. But this particular podcast, just for a minute, I'd like to sort of make this my roundup of the year before I get on to Christmas. And I know I've run slightly long. Reason I do this podcast week in, week out, the reason we've been doing this for 3 years now, and we've never missed a Tuesday episode in all that time, is because I've got a mate. And my mate's name is Jim Deducci. And unbelievably, I think we've met twice in the whole time that we've been working together and recording together. And you know what? Yes, we do it so you listen to this podcast, and every single one of you that listens to this podcast really did fill our hearts with joy. And when you get in touch, that's so great. And our guests that come on. But the main reason I actually do this podcast is because I actually like the fact that I know every week or so, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to have an hour having a good old natter with Jim Deducci about history and about everything that we tangentially bring into this. And I actually put out a tweet today because I was thinking about this today, and I just said a massive thank you to Jim for all of his support over the stressful time that has been the last airship, and the fact that he's given me some leniency, but he's never let me slide on the podcast. And so I thought my last one, before I do a little Christmas message for everyone last week, this is my end of year, it's a fast seven, saying thank you very much to my wonderful co-host, Mr. Jim Deducci. That's all from me for this Fast Five. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye, and take care.